from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Look what they've done to my song, Ma. Look what they've done to my song.
Well, it's I got some bad news for you.
I could do half right.
Oh, boy.
Out, oh,
first name, Jiminy. J-I-M-I-N-Y. These are national statistics. I got some worse news for you. I may be having a stomach problem. If I leave, it's the City Limits and IT show for 10 minutes.
Be prepared for that, IT. Might be more blowouts than the 1960 World Series.
This is an actual quote. Based on the analysis of 100 years worth of data from the Social Security Administration's baby names database, the estimated population of people named Jiminy is zero.
Jiminy's gone extinct. Jiminy's gone.
He's like the Tyrannosaurus Rex, Jiminy's. This is bad. There are 0.0 people named Jiminy for every 100,000 Americans. But yet we think we found one, IT? Have we?
IT? We found one?
Did we find one?
He's nodding in approval, yes.
Did you call them? All right, give him a call. It's early in Vegas. It's 8:50. It's 9 o'clock. Jiminy's probably up by now, right? Jumping Jiminy.
Possibly. I'm stretching, getting ready for the day.
In Oklahoma, there's a mechanical bull named Jumping Jiminy. We could call that as well.
What do you think the bull would say? El
Jiminy
Toro
crickets.
Strikes again?
He might. Look up that, IT. Look up the Jumping Jiminy mechanical bull in Oklahoma. And there's also a Jumping Jiminy party supplies in Oklahoma and a Jiminy Biblets daycare center.
Oh, Jiminy Biblets. Interesting.
Would you trust your kid at Jiminy Biblets City Limits? I don't know. I'm not saying I wouldn't. I'm saying it's a little bit jarring to send my kid over to Jiminy Biblets.
I think I'd be put off a little bit by the name.
All right. So we're working on that. IT's all over it. There can't be zero.
Oh, he found the bull. He found a picture of the bull. Go back. It looks entertaining and fun. The bull is gray. The bull has very large horns, and it says "Yeehaw."
There you go.
Right by the bull.
There you go. There can't be zero people named Jiminy in the United States. I found a website.
We found one.
Well, maybe. I mean, I don't know if it's a nickname.
A texter said it's just a word, not a name. No, it's a word of exclamation.
I'm looking now at a Reddit type website where a bunch of people are talking about this because somebody from Ohio said, I've played around with Jiminy as a name for my pet or a middle name for a kid. And somebody says, I would not encourage using Jiminy as a middle name, but I could see it for a pet most definitely. Somebody else, Remy types in, I'm really not a fan of it on a person. I'd rather be named James with the nickname Jiminy. Does that sound reasonable? City Limits.
That's right. It's another Paul pause. Paul will now silently research statistics during our live radio show.
Yeah, I think that sounds realistic.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, boy.
Why not? I mean, there's a lot of weird names out there in the world. There's got to be one Jiminy.
I would think that there's somebody out there who was inspired by Jiminy Cricket to name their kid. What's the story of Jiminy Cricket?
I would not put it past them.
What did Jiminy Cricket do?
I'm sorry, I haven't studied up on his family tree.
But I mean, was it a cartoon or was it like
his cousin the cockroach? Jiminy Cockroach?
No. Was it like Snow White? Is there a story of Jiminy Cricket? Like a triumphant story, or was he just a cartoon character? Who was Jiminy Cricket?
Yeah, he's a fictional character, cartoon character in Disney. He debuted in Pinocchio.
Yeah, what did he do? Like, what was his role?
Disney's version of the talking cricket, a fictional character created from an 1883 children's book, The Adventures of Pinocchio.
Yeah, you still didn't tell me what he did. Is he an inspirational character?
He wears a top hat. He's, you know, showing love and inspiring people and being positive.
Okay. All right. So he's a good guy.
Well, yeah, but if you look up what does it mean when someone says Jiminy Cricket, this definition says an expression of annoyance or surprise. Big difference there between annoyance and surprise.
So the character was designed by Ward Kimball, no relation to Bo, I don't think, who had been very disappointed and was about to leave the Disney studio limits. He was going to become a free agent. Even after Snow White was cut, Jiminy Cricket was cut at the end of Snow White. He had the Grim Reaper come up to his dorm room at La Trobe and say, "You're out, Jiminy Cricket." He was cut from Snow White.
He got his eviction notice. He was voted out.
How do you get cut from Snow White?
I just found this. Jiminy Cricket, when you wish upon a star, make no difference who you are. You ever see that Disney commercial where that said, like,
yes,
in like a very soft voice? It's inspiring. It makes you cry every time you hear it.
Yeah, that's why I thought
Jiminy Cricket.
Yeah, okay, now it's all coming together. But to finish that story, he was going to get cut from Snow White when Walt Disney himself, the big guy, the team owner, stepped in and persuaded this guy, Ward Kimball, to stay by giving him the assignment of supervising the animation of Jiminy Cricket. This guy saved a career, City Limits. Are you aware of that?
No.
Well, it's very inspiring. And then, of course, Jiminy Cricket had his big role in Pinocchio, where he was a hero. There's somebody in the United States named Jiminy, and we're going to find him. Somebody help us. No, none of us have ever met a Jiminy. I don't know. Let's get...
When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are.
Is that Jiminy singing?
How do you not get emotional listening to that? It's Jiminy singing.
Right.
Sung by Cliff Edwards.
Yeah, apparently there were a lot of Jiminy Cricket. Look how little he is. Well, he's a cricket, I guess.
He is a cricket. Yeah, that's why he's only like a foot tall, maybe not even.
But even amongst the cricket, he's like the Spud Webb of crickets.
He's a huge cricket.
Especially, is he big for a cricket?
I would imagine if he's walking and talking around, that he's a big cricket.
All right. So I didn't know that Jiminy Cricket appeared in many...
He's Pinocchio's conscience, according to the texters.
What?
You know what I found being on this show now for as long as I have? We don't know anything about anything regarding culture or TV or like this happens all the time. How do we not know about Jiminy Cricket?
The PM guys are not getting on until we contact a human who's named Jiminy, and that's their real name. There is at least one in the United States, contrary to the statistics put out by the Social Security Administration, who says that 100 years worth of data, the estimated population of people named Jiminy is zero. I say give or take one, right?
There's got to be somebody.
There's one. Can we get back to the six pack for a moment, please?
Yes. Yes, we definitely can. Somebody said that, can we please use the restroom right now so that when you guys are talking about Jiminy Crickets, we know whenever, they can take their nice little break.
Source with the question marks, immediate block.
Zeiss wants to block that guy, I'm very sure.
I miss him today. Give me another topic here. I want to talk sports.
I'm very glad that you do, because let's turn our attention now to baseball, Joe.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Per The Athletic, this was posted by Pony today. The Pirates could trade, it's a possibility, it's thrown out there as a potential rumor, for the Nationals outfielder Lane Thomas. He's under club control through next season. He has a 712 OPS this year, and he hit 28 home runs last season. He would not, in all likelihood, cost a top prospect. He's an outfielder, would play a corner, maybe would play a little bit of center, but would probably play right. Is this potentially a guy who you could be talked into liking as a potential option?
Yeah, I could. You know, he had 28 homers last year, and then said before, his OPSs are nothing to write home about. Okay. Sure. Why not? I mean, he only has 8 homers this year. He doesn't really excite me that much, to be honest with you. But I'll take anything if it means not having to watch Jack Sawinski. And honestly, I'm not sure. Are people aware of the Connor Joe decline? It feels like people aren't. This guy, since the beginning of June, has been an unmitigated disaster.
He's hitting well over 200 the last 2 months, and it's why he hasn't been in the lineup except against lefties.
What do you mean well over 200?
Or well under 200.
Yeah.
And it's, apparent that if they're going to add somebody else, a corner infielder who can play a right-handed bat as a quarter infielder who can spell Hayes occasionally so that you don't have to worry about his back flaring up again and can be the complement to Rowdy Tellez. It doesn't mean kick Connor Joe off the roster.
I want Rooker.
Well, you can have Rooker and someone else in the infield.
Lane Thomas is fine, I guess. He's okay.
He's fine.
I don't know. If you actually measured it, I don't know about Lane Thomas as a fielder. Who's more valuable, Michael A. Taylor or Lane Thomas? I don't know.
Probably Michael A. Taylor.
I don't know, honestly. There's saving runs and there's producing runs. This guy, I guess he'd be okay. All right, limits. One more. Let's do one more here.
Go to the bathroom and don't come back.
I'll wait for that one from Paul.
Let's do one more.
All right. Let's look at the wild card teams right now. If you had to pick one that are all mixed up and just separated by two games, San Diego, the Mets, Arizona, St. Louis, and the Pirates, who are you most confident will drop out of that group and the Pirates will be able to push past in the next couple of weeks, even into the next month, but specifically with the trade deadline approaching a week from tomorrow? For me, I think the Mets just have a colossal collapse in them. And the last month, they've been really hot. San Diego's very talented. Arizona went to the World Series last year. St. Louis, I mean, their run differential is still like negative 30, but they are what they are. It seems like they're back to Cardinal baseball where they find ways to win games no matter what the circumstances will be. And Paul Goldschmidt and Nolan Arenado haven't even been that good this year in terms of their own standards. Their pitching's been fine. Their bullpen's good. The Mets, like, the power of Grimace is going to wear off for them, and it seems like we're starting to experience that a little bit with the Mets, even though high payroll, highly talented team. I just don't see their pitching holding up, and I don't think their bullpen is that good. So San Diego, Mets, Arizona, St. Louis, who do you think out of those group will fall off?
I think probably the Mets. I don't trust the Mets, but that question, I mean, everybody's so mediocre, it could be anybody. It could be the Cardinals, but I would probably pick the Cardinals rather as a team to come on for the simple fact that Goldschmidt and Arenado, but I'm mostly looking at Goldschmidt, I still think is a guy who's going to take off. Can we talk a little football coming up here?
Of course. You wanted the numbers on Lane Thomas for defense, correct?
Yeah. I really didn't care that much,
well,
but yes.
Lane Thomas, fielding run value is in the 7th percentile, according to Baseball Savant. That is very bad, at negative 6. Michael A. Taylor, 96th percentile, has saved 8 runs this season.
Thank you, City Limits.
You're quite welcome.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.